Hey friends.
How's it going?
So today, we thought we would talk about our sweet baby boy. He is 6 months, and honestly, it's crazy that he's been alive for 6 months.
Yeah.
But we just thought we would kind of do a little recap.
Yeah, of his first 6 months of his life.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job.
Thanks. So starting off, if you haven't listened to our previous posts about Niles, we will link them here. We have his birth story, all that kind of fun stuff. But for this, we just thought we would talk just about what's been happening for the past 6 months.
Yeah. So I think that the craziest thing is that we've been in quarantine for about half of his life. So literally the day I was supposed to return to work is the day that quarantine started. Yeah. So I have been able to be home with him this entire time. Michael's been able to be at home with him this entire time. So while it's been sort of not what we expected, it's been a huge blessing to be able to just be here and really be able to see and experience everything for these full 6 months.
Yeah. And at the very beginning, Niles did have RSV. I'm not sure if we talked about that our last time, but that was kind of our first, like, real, I want to say gut check, or, you know, like, of being parents is that, you know, we're in charge of this other life. Not that we had anything to do with it. It was just, you know.
Yeah, so RSV is like a respiratory thing, if you don't know, and apparently it is very serious in infants. So he had just like a cough. It wasn't super worrisome.
He had a lot of snot, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But so we had a doctor's appointment anyways, and so at the doctor's appointment, we're like, hey, he's been coughing. And they're like, oh my goodness, let's check him for RSV. And it came up positive. And so they were like, you know, you really just need to monitor him and just like let us know if he gets a fever at all or if anything changes. Come back and we want to see you again in 2 days or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was 2 or 3 days.
And so we went back. Well, actually, at that first appointment, you know, I was like, is there anything, you know, we had no idea what they were talking about. So we're like, okay, well, is there anything we need to be like paying attention to other than a fever? And the doctor looked at me as this brand new mom. He was 2 months at that point.
I think it was less than that.
And
a month and a half.
Month and a half, maybe. And he looked at me and he goes, well, you know, there's nothing really that you can prepare for except that overnight he just might stop breathing. And so, I mean, I just broke down. I couldn't believe that. So basically, we didn't sleep and just stared at our baby. It was really scary. But he didn't have any fever. He seemed to be fine. He was coughing a little bit, but it seemed okay. And so we went back to that appointment 2 days later. And again, he seemed fine. And they were like, well, you know what? We really want to drain.
We want to like just clear his fluid. So they... Yeah. They like took something to stick up his nose and they tried to clear out as much as possible and they listened to him again after 15 minutes. Oh no, they gave him like a steam bath, you know, like to kind of clear out everything. So they did that and then they listened again a second time about half an hour later. And they decided that it was hit or miss, or they couldn't really decide. So they said, just go to the hospital anyways and have them do their proper clearing. So,
So they looked at us and they said, you need to go to the ER.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, what? You know, like it really didn't seem like it was this crazy
terrible thing. Yeah.
But the doctor said that they had had over 10 other patients that have had to have overnight stays in the pediatric ER just that week.
Yeah.
And so now we're kind of freaking out. And Michael and I are pretty level-headed. Michael is a crazy eternal optimist. So we're really trying to stay level-headed and just like, okay, he's just going to the hospital to get drained. Like it's everything's fine. And so we go there, we're in the hospital, they're acting very normal, everything's mm-hmm. okay. They hook him up to this machine. It seems like everything's okay. And then the nurse comes in and she's like, I'm going to check with the doctor to see if he's allowed to go home.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, wait, what? Like, yes. I thought we were just coming here for this simple procedure. And so it just kind of, we just kept getting hit with like this, wait, what? And they came back, we were able to go home. And honestly, he was totally fine. But it was this really scary moment.
Yeah. And he had had it for, I would have say like 5 days or so prior to that first visit.
Right.
Because they were visiting once a week. And so we'd noticed something, but it was pretty mild. So we didn't, you know, maybe it was 4 days. I can't remember. But they said the window of like, you know, the turnaround time was like five
how
to
serious.
7 days was
yeah.
where you need to watch it. So they were right in the middle when they were monitoring, you know, how
right.
he was doing. So
and so we just got over it.
Yeah, it just...
Yeah, but we honestly, we were so used to going to the doctor at that point because when he was first born, he weighed 8 pounds, 8 ounces,
mm-hmm.
and it took him 3 months? No,
no.
2 months to get back
yeah,
to 8 pounds, 8 ounces. It just took him a long time to get back to his birth weight. Am I exaggerating there?
I think it was
Michael's looking at me.
I think
I'm
it was
crazy.
I think it was like a month and a half.
It
was
felt
over
like
4 weeks
forever.
And they're like by 4 weeks he should be back and they're like making this big deal about it. And I think in hindsight it was just to make sure that he was eating properly and eating enough to, you know, keep his energy up when he needs
right.
to and to nap when he needs to.
Honestly, looking back at pictures, he was skinny.
He
was a teeny little baby.
He was pretty skinny.
Now he's chubby and cute.
Yeah.
but it did. It took him a long time. So I tried to be able to just breastfeed him, but because it was such a struggle to get him back to his birth weight after seeing the lactation consultant and going to the doctor weekly, he also had his tongue tie clipped
mm-hmm.
and a lip clip to see if that would help. And nothing was really helping. And so they told us to just go ahead and add some formula so that he could get some meat on his bones.
Yeah.
And so it felt like such a big deal, but we just added formula and he was fine.
Yeah.
And he started gaining weight. So that was great. And now he's eating solid foods, and he's even chubbier.
3 times a day. He's now 3 times.
Yeah.
So
and we've done egg, and
yeah.
we've done peanut butter. We're trying to get the allergies out of the way.
That's right.
And so now he's just a cute, happy, chubby little baby.
Yeah, and it's like at least for the first 4 months, they were saying after the we got past the first month and a half, you're like, give him everything he'll eat. You know, just
yeah.
keep feeding him until. So I feel like when we calculated all it up, it was like over like 32 ounces. Of, you know, what he's eating every day. So now I think it's a little less
yeah.
because of all that other food he's added in. But.
Yeah, we mentioned we had another blog post on like what we loved
the
that we registered
things, yeah.
for.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying really hard to keep our baby items very minimal. We just don't want a ton of stuff.
Our house is small.
He's small. He doesn't need a lot. And so we're trying to be very conscious about the items that we bring into our house. But one thing that we are just obsessed with that we love is the Hatch baby scale.
Yeah.
And while we were really stressed and overwhelmed with him not gaining weight and not knowing how much he was eating when I was breastfeeding, it was just a really good peace of mind to be able to weigh him and know how much he had just eaten.
Yeah, and it had gotten us out of a few appointments there as well because
That's
they
true.
Were checking in so regularly that they
we,
know,
were
we told them, we're like, hey, we have the scale, and they, you know, like, oh, okay, yeah, that should be fine, you know, just let
yeah.
us know. So we called in and
right, we were literally going to the doctor weekly, if not more than that, because
yeah,
I also had lactation consultant appointments. So we were going to the doctor a lot in that first month. And so to be able to just kind of call in and say, hey, here's how much he's weighing today was really nice.
Yeah. And I don't think I realized, I mean, prior to this, you know, you're talking about all the doctor's visits you go to.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, I don't know if it's just my mind, but like I was thinking prior to the pregnancy, you know, there's obviously a lot of appointments you have to monitor. But there was probably more in the first
oh, yeah.
2 to 3 months than there was in the whole pregnancy,
right.
I would have said.
Well,
like, you know,
we
just,
had, it's because he wasn't gaining
right.
weight, and it's because I had to, you know, I
right.
decided to do these lactation consultant appointments, and it was because he had RSV, so we ran into some,
a lot
and
of
the tongue tie, and then we also have another appointment. When he was first born, he had a hole in his heart. That sounds awful to say it out loud, but he had to get an echo in the doctor's office. They said to go and have it checked in on. So this week we're also going to the cardiologist. So, gosh, he has a lot of issues, this baby.
A small muscular VSD, I think is what it was called. Yeah. So it's something that even when they did it on the echo, they said, hey, most of these, like 99% of the cases, they clear up once, you know, as the child's growing, because all the muscles in the heart grows in size, and that just, like, you know, blocks the hole or covers it up. So
And so, I mean, there were a lot of things that went wrong, but he is such a happy baby.
If you watch our Insta stories, he's been laughing really well recently. So go ahead then.
It is cool, like, how much they change, and, like, he's, like, kind of has a personality now. Like, he reacts to things, and he'll smile at you and giggle and, you know, track you. He's, like, more social. And it's a cool thing to be experiencing.
Yeah.
But anyways.
And really, after those first 2 to 3 months, you know, things have kind of felt like they've gotten to normal almost. Yeah. There hasn't really been any issues. He seems to be pretty healthy. As we said, he's eating a lot now.
I would say that one of the things that people ask us a lot is, like, what it was the most surprising thing. And my answer is always how normal things become. I mean, it's just, it honestly is just crazy. Just that you can just bring a whole life into your house and it can just feel so normal so quickly. Like, I just can't even imagine life before this kid. And it was only 6 months ago. And it just feels so normal so quickly. Like, you just start doing it.
Yeah.
Anyways, what has been surprising to you as a parent?
I would say how
we can just say it.
Well, like, how you can train him to be on a schedule.
Yes.
You know, like, we've talked about this multiple times as well, but we follow someone here in Richmond called Little Z Sleep.
Obsessed with Becca from Little Z Sleep. She was a game changer. My best friend gave us a newborn course. She's a sleep consultant. So she gave us her newborn course right when we first told her that we were pregnant.
Yeah.
And we just did everything that she told us to do.
Yeah.
And Niles is a fantastic sleeper.
Yeah.
He naps really well. He's been sleeping through the night since 3 months. Like, consistently not waking up at all since he was 3 months old, which is crazy. And now he sleeps 12 hours a night, every night, 7 to 7. And he hasn't woken up once.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you sometimes he'll, like, wake himself up in the night, and then, like, 30 seconds later, he's putting himself back down to sleep.
I mean, but that's normal. But that's
totally normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so any future dads out there that want to, you know, like, have your evenings back with your wife, this is a great gift because, you know, we put him down to bed at 6:30, 6:45. We sit down, eat dinner, you'll watch TV, relax. It's amazing.
It is incredible how life-changing it is to be able to have, like, your evening back.
Right.
And to be able to get a full night's sleep.
Yeah.
It really is. I think that that's one of the biggest fears that new parents have is, like, how am I going to be able to function with no sleep?
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I mean, it is hard, but you just do it. Like,
right.
I mean, like I said, it's just crazy how normal things become. But to be able to hit that 3 month point and just regularly be able to get a night's sleep is, oh my goodness, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing. So,
and just since 6 months now, so a couple of days, we've switched over to just 2 naps a day. So they're 2 longer naps, but which actually works great for us because it means we can spend more time while he's napping there in a set of time, one set of time to get work done from here. And
like this, for example.
Yeah, exactly. He's upstairs sleeping.
But yeah, Little Z Sleep, if you are a new parent or you have a new parent in your life, go follow her, buy all of the things from her. It is so worth it.
And even if you're not a new parent, the people that gave us this, they started at 4 months. So Becca goes in and talks about how she has a program for, like, different age groups. So there's one up to 4 months and then 4 months to 2 years, I think.
Something like that.
But she basically talks about how you, no matter where they are in their stage, you can get them, you know, kind of
sleep
into
can be a thing.
Yes, exactly. That's her phrase, I think.
Sleep is a thing.
Yeah. So check her out.
Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. But we do have an Instagram specifically for our family photos. So we do post some on our business page. But
I try really hard not to super spam you with my kid, but he's so cute.
He is. But if you want to be spammed by our kid, then you can follow us on Instagram.
The Archer Family Album. Yeah. I'll link it here. Yes, it's mostly I created a separate Instagram account to be able to print chat books.
Mm.
So we try as photographers to break out our real camera and we take monthly pictures of him, which we'll show you some of our favorites here. Mm-hmm. But for all the like millions, probably literally
more
millions,
than millions, yeah.
That we are taking on our phone. We just wanted to be able to have a home for them. We really believe in having pictures outside of digital screens. So we linked this Instagram account to a chat book. And if you haven't heard of them, I'll put a discount code here too. But we get these like monthly books printed where we can have it. And I'm really excited for him to grow up and be able to flip through it.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's a fun way to just easily get pictures printed without having to try too hard.
Yeah.
So we have that. And then another like product, I guess, that I've loved doing are the Promptly journals. If you haven't heard of that, it's a great, I was really worried about like keeping memories for him. I didn't want to do something that was like over the top and I wouldn't be able to sustain it if we have another kid or whatever, or as he grows up. And the Promptly journal is great. It's just like one entry a month. And it has like prompts, that, you know, it has you fill out and we just include some pictures and stuff. So that's been great too.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can go follow us there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be able to see, we'll link all of the things we've talked about, but if you have any questions about parenting or whatever,
we are experts.
We are by no means experts, but we're happy to answer any questions that you have, and enjoy a few of our favorite pictures of our sweet little boy.
Yeah. Talk to you next week.